Blog Talk Radio.
And we are back, everybody. I don't know what that was about, but I'm going to give everybody just about a few seconds to call back in, and we're going to get this thing rolling. I had a little bit of technical difficulties. Thank you for hanging in there with me. We're back on Racing Ties Live. Chill, are you with me?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Oh, and that's what happens when you're doing the live radio on a budget. But, you know, hey, things happen. I'm just going to roll with it. So, we were talking to Terrence, and we were talking about, you know, how we did the Homeless for One Night. And I know that Terrence was saying how he had some other things going on. I can't wait to see, you know, what he has in store. Just like I was telling you, whatever you guys have, I'm down for it. You know, I'm ready to be a part of it, ready to help out in any way possible. So I hope, Terrence, if you're listening, call back in. We'd love to hear from you. We do have another caller that's on the line ready to talk. You ready for our next caller, Chill?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Hey, caller, you are live on the air with Racine Ties and Kelvin K. Chill Harris. We're talking about the Atlanta Actors Awards Show. What's your name?
My name is Dia Harris.
Hey,
hello.
Dia, how
hello.
Are you? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, definitely. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, and you look so beautiful that night.
Oh. Well, thank you so much. It was such an honor to be asked by Kevin to be a presenter. And I tell you, I'm asked for things all the time, but I'm very particular about certain things I do. You can hear me?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very particular about the things that I'm involved with. You know, most of my time is spent volunteering in the community. But, I mean, what I loved about this was the fact that Kevin used that platform to recognize, like I said, those actors that are not always actually, you know, that's not always recognized. And it was, I mean, it was just so well put together, you know. There's not enough words that I have that I can express how much it meant to me just to be a part of that, you know.
Exactly.
And that is what I share when I left and talked about it days after when people asked about it. I mean, that means a lot when you make the time to recognize people. Some of them you know, whether they're friends, however, regardless, just the fact that he took the initiative, to make that time to recognize those ones out there, you know, and that really meant a lot.
And dear, you know what really touched me is I saw your letter to Kelvin just today. I saw that too, and I was like, oh my God, you know, it really touched people. It touched everyone in a different way, but it really touched everybody, you know. And just like you said, the way that everything was done, the way everything was presented, it couldn't have been classier. So, you know,
and
big up to
how many
you,
people.
Kevin.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But just to see how many people that Kevin touches. Like, he is surrounded by so many different people, you know, and just for people to come together and just to trust in him to even, you know, come there and appear, to even be a part of something, to even receive recognition, you know, that spoke volume within itself. So I can just say that. I am happy to say that I'm attached to that in some way, and I can really appreciate that he, you know, you made me a part of it, you know, and I will always remember that, you know. So
definitely.
I thank you, Kevin.
And me too.
And I can just keep doing the work.
That's right.
Thank you for being a part of it. It's my pleasure. You know, you're my cousin.
I know we family, but
hey. Look, that's a good thing.
But you know what?
Wow.
You know, I gotta say something about your dress. Your dress was so off the chain.
Yes,
it matched my outfit to a T. Like your
mm-hmm.
dress, your dress should have been a dress that my wife. If I had a wife, she would have been wearing your dress.
Oh, when I look
that
at we and you together
so
in those
pretty.
Photos, when I look at you and me together in the photo, because you had on your black and white, and I had on my black, I said, look at us, this folks.
That was so pretty. Oh, my gosh, Thea. How far in advance did you get prepared for that that event? When did you find that dress?
To be honest with you, I had this dress already. I had it for a different
really?
Occasion. I had the dress
mm-hmm.
already, but this is what happened. I reached out to Kevin. I said, God, I know he's so busy. He's not going to answer my call. I said, but I want to
mm-hmm.
make sure because, you know, a lot of times I go out and I just do my thing. I'm just going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show up and show up.
Right.
I said, well,
exactly.
I don't really know. I said, you know, being an event like that, I said, you want to be, you know, come in and look really, really nice. I said, then again, it
mm-hmm.
may be one of those things you can kind of be casual and kind of tone down, you know,
mm-hmm.
semi-formal. So I said, I reached
mm-hmm.
out. He didn't answer. So I first came, and I had on this sequin dress, and it was short. And I sat there for a minute, and I looked around, and I saw those fabulous sisters walking around in their long evening gowns. And I told a lady that was sitting there, I didn't even know her. I said, excuse me. I said, I will be back. I said, I am going home to change. I am not far away from here.
Are you serious?
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
I left. I came back,
wow.
and they had to do a double take, like, oh, my God, is that, are you? Yes, it's
wow.
me.
Wow, oh, my goodness, that is something, that's a testimony right there, oh, wow. It was worth it because you looked beautiful that night.
Well, thank you very much.
You really did, yes, it was. Wow. Thank you so much, Dia, for calling in. I really appreciate you supporting the show, and thank you so much. Like I said, you look beautiful that night, and I can't wait until next year. So I hope to see you before then, but next year at the next one, too.
Yes, definitely. Hey.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
I'm ready.
Thank you so much, Dia. You have a great night.
Thank you, and thank you again, Kevin.
Thank you.
Okay.
All love, family.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, Kelvin, did you know that she went home and changed like that?
No, I didn't know that. Wow, that's
crazy.
Oh,
my gosh, that is crazy. Wow. Okay, we have another caller that's waiting to talk. Let me see who we have on the line. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Racing Tides and Kelvin K. Chill Harris. We're talking about the Atlanta Actors Award Show. How you doing? What's your name?
Queen Nola.
Hey, Queen.
How y'all doing?
Doing all right.
Queen.
Is Diana Queen Nola?
Yes.
Great.
And this was another beauty queen that was a presenter that night as well. So what was your take on the first annual Atlanta Actors Award Show, Queen?
First, I'm giving thanks to God for enabling Kevin to have that vision
mm-hmm.
and enabling me to be part of it because, I mean, it's one thing to, you know, have a talent or have an idea, but it's another thing to have a gift. And
mm-hmm.
Kevin definitely is blessed with from the
yes.
Almighty High God, you know, with the things
mm-hmm.
they do. And it was just one of a kind. Like I said, I've been to a lot of award shows, and this is why I've pushed so hard with his event and promotion-wise
mm-hmm.
because it's like it was on a whole nother level. And
right.
I remember when he first they had the idea of trying to do it, say he was going to be doing it. And I was just telling him, you know, God was going to be all over it, how big it would be. But I know from the look on his face, he was just in awe and shock. Like, he knew it would be good, but I don't think he thought it would be that great. And it was actually, like, just,
yes.
Oh, my God, it was so dynamic. It was so epic. And, you know,
right.
I've been, like, seeing people spreading the word about it. It's like, you know, people really, really need to stay tuned because – I mean, that was just a first annual. I mean, just a first annual.
Right, and
you know?
Imagine if that was the first one, imagine what next year is going
right.
to be like.
That's what
you know
I'm
saying?
And I didn't doubt, and not one bit, how organized and in place it was because that's the type of person he is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So since I met him, you know, so it being everything in order, everybody looking so gorgeous. Oh my God. It was like
I know.
Something
Diana,
TV.
What do you think about everybody, their clothing and the way
clothing,
that everybody. Yes.
The timing is just so phenomenal. The ladies on
mm-hmm.
stage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody just looks so radiant and glamorous
yeah.
and gorgeous. And the photos came out fantastic.
Yes.
You know, I feel like, oh my God, I just feel blessed to have been a part of it, and you know, and be
me too.
And be there. And the testimonies, I mean, those testimonies was off the chain, y'all.
Right,
that
they
was
sure were.
One of the major things that stood out to me, because like I said, we can see people from the outside looking in all day long.
Mm-hmm.
We can
mm-hmm.
see how they are today, but we'll never know the road that they travel to get where they are if we
exactly.
never hear from them or see them. So when we share our testimony, it actually empowers something, awakens something in someone else. So that's why
right.
it's very important that we share our testimony, so people understand, you know, what God is doing in your life, how far He's brought you, and based on where you're going, we don't know where we're going, but we know where we are, and we thank God for where we are and where we're headed. So,
exactly. That is so true. Thank you so much, Diana, for calling in. You know, that was not supposed to be a laugh. That was supposed to be a cheer, just like this. Thank you so much. You looked wonderful and so beautiful that night as well. And I saw from your live, you know, when you went the videos, you were just having a great time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what it was all about. It was so many positive people, you know,
yeah, and
that it was just
that's what it's about.
Joy and a blessing to be a part of it.
Right. When you have so many, I mean, but, you know, leadership, I tell people one thing I want to say is leadership. I tell people
mm-hmm.
when you have leadership at the top, it will say so at the bottom, because everybody surrounding that leader, it will show. So Kevin is
mm-hmm.
a true leader. He always has been since I met him. And, you know, there's nothing fake, phony about him. You know, he's very authentic. He's
mm-hmm.
giving and compassionate. And I would just, it was just a blessing. Plus, he deserved that and more that he received that night. And he was so shy
mm-hmm.
for, hey, like I told him, it's okay because, I mean, he do a lot for a lot of people. You know, when somebody wants
right.
to pour
yes,
and love on
sure
you,
does.
He love on
mm-hmm.
you because he deserves it.
Right, you sure
I
do, Kevin.
It. I'm really glad.
Thank you so much, Diana. Thank you so much for calling in. My lines are starting to light back up. I had a little technical difficulties, but everybody's on. They're trying to talk to Kelvin, and, you know, so we're going to keep on moving. But thank you so much, Queen, for calling in.
Thank
I appreciate you supporting us. You have
love
a great
guys.
Night. Okay,
love
you too. Wow,
love
everybody
you,
just loved it. Everybody loved it, Kelvin. I'm going to go to our next caller.
Okay.
Hey, Carly, you're live on the air with Racing Ties and Kelvin K. Chill Harris. How you doing tonight?
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Allie Epson.
Oh,
Allie
Epson.
Hey,
how
are
you guys?
Thank
I'm
you
blessed,
so much for
Holly
calling
favorite.
In.
No, of
She's
course,
calling
of
from
course.
New York.
I am calling from New York. I'm calling from the subways of New York, and that's why I'm so loud right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's all right. Loud is good. We want to hear you.
Yes. Beautiful job, Kelvin. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for being there. She just booked three
yes.
Modeling gigs in New York, Racine. Congratulations.
Oh,
she made the chair.
Oh, my God. Are you? Oh, that's right. That is right.
Yeah, God is good.
Oh, my God. Wow. So it was like a blessing
yeah.
that you even made it to the show.
Yeah,
yes.
I stayed for the show. I was supposed to be in New York the Thursday before the show. And so I stayed just so I made sure I could attend the show. Yeah. And I'm so happy I did. It was
God.
Absolutely amazing. Phenomenal. Everybody looked amazing. Everybody, you know, had great stories. And just to be surrounded by
mm-hmm.
so many people that's trying to do something in this industry as I am. It was just amazing,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see. And a lot of these actors were on some of the biggest platform shows and movies in the world.
Exactly.
So it was
right,
just awesome.
Right.
And Kelvin,
and you looked amazing that night as well.
Thank
yes,
you. Thank
did.
You. I appreciate yes. it. Shout out to Janae Dion. That was my designer, Kim Harley on hair and makeup. Thank you. Hollywood Glam Shop.
Yes.
But also, Kelvin made a statement when he had the mic that we don't have to wait for Hollywood to honor us. We're going to honor each other. And so I thought that was amazing because we don't need their, you know, their validation. We don't need anything.
Exactly.
You know, we have it all right here in our own community. So I was really happy to see that. I was happy to be a part of it. And thank you, Phil, so much.
Thank you.
Can I say this,
Racine? Yes, definitely.
Racine, for the people that are listening that might not know, this is Ali Epson from the number one movie in America, Hidden Figures, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Thank you.
That is right. Oh, my God.
Kira,
and you know
I
what,
want
the
you
thing
to know
about
I
it?
Love you. I just miss my sub, my train just for you right now.
Oh, oh my God.
It's okay.
See, she's going out of her way for you, Till. That is so sweet.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And to know that, because I know that you explained how you were getting ready to travel and everything like that night. So I was just like, wow, it's such a blessing that people took time out of their schedules. They went out of their way to support Chill and see his vision through. So we really appreciate that. That is like, that's amazing.
And I'm confirmed as the host next year. Did you tell them, Chill?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a
drum
roll right there.
Yeah, that is good, man.
We have a 2018 host, the co-host.
We going big time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Yeah, God is really good. I can't wait for next year. It's going to be like, you know, crazy.
It's going
to be bananas.
That's going to be wonderful.
And you
got to
get a new venue.
God.
You already know that, Chill. You're going to need a new venue.
It's going to have to be bigger.
It's about to double. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're
going to
whip it too.
Oh, for sure.
You got to promise to walk for me, though, Ali. You got to promise to walk for me.
I got you. I'm the host. I'm one of the hosts. I'm about to walk. I'm about to do some jokes. I'm about to juggle. I'm about to do it all for you.
As beautiful as she is, all she has to do is just stand there. That's all she got to do. But look, if you're going to do the other extra stuff, that's going to be fine too.
I like you.
By the time the next year comes, we're going to be announcing how many more movies she's been in.
Hey, oh, man, I know. Imagine that. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yes, God is so good.
Chill. You better hope
she's
not across.
I said, me and Chill about to embark on a closer relationship. Like, we're about to do some, we're about to become business partners in a sense. So, we got a lot more we're going to get ready to tell y'all in a minute. We're going to keep it on the hush right now. But, yeah, we got some great things coming. I feel it.
That's wonderful. Right. I cannot wait.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you guys for calling me. I'm going to let y'all get to y'all line.
Okay.
And Chill, as soon as I get home, I'm going to give you a call.
Yeah, do that. Please call me.
Safe travel.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Love you.
She's so sweet.
Yes.
She's so sweet, especially to be a model and to be doing everything that she's doing, Chill, and she's so humble and just, like, her personality is so sweet that night, you know?
That's right.
So you don't
– that's
rare. That's rare in the industry that we're in, you know what I'm saying? So that's something to be appreciated. Well, we have another caller, Chill. If you want to speak, press number one. I have another caller. Let's see who this is. Caller, you are live on the air with Racine Ties and Kelvin K. Chill Harris. How you doing? What's your name?
This is Terrence again.
Oh, hey, Terrence.
Terrence,
we lost you the first time. I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay. I'll just sit back.
You were getting ready to tell us some top secret stuff.
Well, I'm going to put it in y'all inbox. Feel a little bit about it, you know, it's something got to do with the city, but you know.
That sounds good.
They gave me a date today, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm just got to be on selective mode on who all going to be to the invite. So I'm going to put it all in y'all boxes so you'll know.
Exactly.
I'm going to put it in y'all boxes that y'all will know y'all definitely there.
Well, that sounds good. And you know what? I just want to put it out there. That's why Chill has you, you know, as president of Feed the Hungry USA, because you are so proactive. You always doing something, and you know, you just know what it takes, and you got it. You know?
Yeah. I believe in it because I feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciated.
Who can I do it with? You know, my man, K. Chill.
Right.
He said, come
mm-hmm.
on in.
Exactly.
Whatever you need, I got it. I'm there.
You are appreciated. Now,
yeah.
I have one
too,
more person on the.
Anything you need, Racine, all you got to follow. You know, I'm there.
Well, that sounds good to me. That sounds good to me. I have one more person on the line. I'm not sure if this person already spoke or not, but if you do want to speak, press number one again, and I will get you on the line. If not, press it, and it will, you know, so to speak, put your hand down. But I do have one more person on the line, so if you want to speak, press number one, and we will get you. But overall, you guys, it was a wonderful night.
Oh, it was great.
That was
fantastic.
It was a wonderful night. You know, what did you say?
I said the ones who missed it, I hate it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, if you missed it, you just missed it.
Ooh. Yes.
It wouldn't happen without all of you. I appreciate everybody because it wouldn't have happened without everybody.
Yes, exactly. It couldn't have happened without everyone in attendance. What was your highlight of the evening, Terrence?
When I received that award. And, you know, that's was my highlight.
Yeah.
Also,
mm-hmm.
seeing Ivan performing. You know, he at the stage for Mr. CEO, K. Chill, and
mm-hmm.
he did a phenomenal job. And so I just enjoyed
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Kelvin was rapping. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He performed that night, and he was a host. I was like, okay. You know, I was trying to be a hype person. I was trying now.
I tell you. He was crunk over there.
We talked about that earlier, me and Chill. We had talked about that earlier. Me and Chill talked about that earlier, about him performing.
Yes.
We had to think about that. And I
told
him, I said,
you
need to go.
That was a surprise. That was a good surprise.
Yeah. I said, do your thing, man.
My DJ said that if the artists that were lined up, if they were late, he said, Chill, I'm going to have your record queued up just so you know. I said, okay.
That's cool.
I said, 8 o'clock, showtime, rain and shine.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not there, I said, show got to go on. And
that's
and
right.
Here it was.
That's
it,
right.
8 o'clock on the dot. And I heard my phone come on, and I knew what time it was.
Chill,
that's
you
right.
know what? See, that's the thing about it. What people don't realize, that's how it goes. The show has to go on, and you're so professional that, just like I told you, people weren't able to perform or somebody wasn't able to appear, but you kept the show rocking. It did not miss a beat. You know what I'm saying? And quite honestly, even if they did not appear – and if you didn't say anything, I would not have even known that those people were, you know, missing, MIA, missing in action or whatever, because you kept the show jumping. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out, kudos to you. That was, like, terrific. And then you went right back into hosting. That was perfect.
Yeah, it flows.
It
flows.
Yeah,
shout out to my DJ Mo's.
Yeah, shout out to
you
the
know,
DJ. Yeah.
And then he's been a big supporter of my music over the years. Like, he kept slipping in my records throughout the night. I don't know if everybody caught it or not.
I caught it. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow. I think my highlight of the evening, man, it was so many. I really appreciated, like I said, the testimony that people gave. You know, I forget his name, Robinson, he had the burgundy jacket on. His testimony, that really brought
D-Rob.
A lot of people to, what was his name?
D. Roberson.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he accepted Clifton Powell's award as well.
Right.
Okay, yeah. His testimony brought a lot of people to tears, you know. That was really moving because you just never know where you're going to be at a certain point in your life. You know what I'm saying? If you just keep moving and doing what your mind tells you to do, follow your vision, positive things happen for you. And for him, it happened instantly. So, you know, the entertainment business for him was a great thing. It was a great release, you know, and a great outlet. So that was really moving right there. You know?
It was.
And that Reese Odom is doing big things.
Oh, yeah.
It was such an honor to have her there, and she's just so humble.
Mm-hmm.
I love her spirit. Oh, man,
yeah.
It was just awesome.
Right.
Everybody showed up.
Right.
And my highlight was Tommy Ford's Queen
coming to
accept her award,
mm-hmm.
and for Miss Monica Harris to surprise me with mine. Man, them allergies are bad. I mean,
definitely.
It crazy.
Got bad, didn't it?
Yeah. She said she was going to call in, but she actually has a business conference call. That's the only reason she didn't call in tonight to speak on the show tonight. But,
good.
Yes, kudos to her because she did. She surprised you.
Yeah, because what she said was she wanted to honor somebody special that she invited that, you know,
mm-hmm.
does a lot. And I said, okay, no problem. So when she went up to be a presenter and she started, you know, talking about the person she was honoring, and I was thinking,
you didn't
like,
realize,
that, you know, that's really cool. Right. That was,
not,
she,
mm-hmm.
I said, that was really cool. Then she started saying, well, he honors, well, he does so much for other people and he won't do that for himself. And I was looking like, wait a minute, she sounds like she's talking about me.
Well, I already figured it out, but like when she starts saying he helped so many people, their careers and this, that, and the other, and I was like, she don't know she's talking about him yet?
No.
So that was really cool. That was really cool. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, what I noticed, Chill, my thing was, you know, because I'm into, like, the little promoting thing and all that myself, and I mentioned it to you briefly in a text message, but for John B. and for Dino to be involved in it, the last time I heard John B., and I said, oh, you know, I would love to work with him, or the last time I heard John B., Greg Street was interviewing him on the radio station on V103, and he was saying how he don't work with anybody, but you
right.
said he was right up there working
right.
with you. So that's
right.
that's kudos to you. That shows your business acumen and your character that people want to work with you. And he was going on and on about how it's going to be so much bigger and this and that next
yeah.
year. So everybody is so psyched about it, Chill.
Yeah.
Second annual is going to be crazy. Oh, and I also have the T-shirts. I have the T-shirts that says I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I was a presenter, I was an honoree, and then the fourth shirt says second annual Atlanta Actors Awards, hashtag
mm-hmm.
AAA 2018. So those T-shirts are available, so I'm taking the orders for people that want them. And, you know, we're going to just,
cool.
you know, people going to be wearing them and promoting them up until next year. So that's a good look right there.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes, sir.
That sounds nice.
Yes, it is.
Look, I guess I got to make my own because only one can say I was a co-host.
So
I got to – I was
a
co-host. That's special
edition.
I'm
going to make you one special.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just – The T-shirts look nice, too. They look nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I like the Soul For Real was there, though.
Oh, yeah, Soul For Real came through. That was
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Right,
legend.
Right, that sure was.
Yeah.
And they have a new
yeah.
song, a new video, and
y'all
definitely got to check for it. It's hot.
I'll check it out. It's nice.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
And Saga Boss. Got to shout out Saga Boss, Red Carpet Host.
Oh,
Saga
yeah,
Boss.
Saga Boss. Yep, everybody, everybody. And, you know, I can't even think of all the names, Chill. All I know is, like, the faces. I try to tag some people that are on my page. Was it Russell, Bobby and Renee Peoples? Crowd got hyped when
Renee.
You announced when I announced Bobby and Renee Peoples because they doing their thing and all those actors and actresses in there, they got hyped for that. It was unreal, you know. It was nice.
They were waiting to see those people get their just due. There were so many people that
mm-hmm.
couldn't wait to see
mm-hmm.
their props. And it happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was great. It was great. Well, I'm going to let y'all go ahead so y'all get another screen.
Well, we about to end this thing out. Thank you so much for joining us, Terrence. It was nice talking to you.
Yes, indeed. Same here.
Terrence Smith.
Mr. CEO, thank you so much for everything that you do. Keep it moving, man. Next year going to be off the hook.
Yes, it is.
Well, guess what? We got the Base Legend Awards lined up next. Then we got the Watch Awards. We're honoring all the pastors that are doing good in the hood. The website and all that will be up tonight, and I will be promoting. So y'all about to see the Base Legend Awards honoring 69 Boys, 95 South,
Wow,
the Dream, Kilo, Easy Rock, all the bass legends that brought y'all the music you dance to, and you never seen them get any awards. We about to change that. Base Legend Awards.
Wow, that's going to be cool. That is going to be cool. Wow. And just like I said, you got so many ideas going on. So, yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait.
Yeah.
And then also the campaign, my new client, that y'all watching him on Greenleaf right now, Julian Pertano, who's co-star to Oprah. We're taking him on a 30-city tour right now. We're marking dates down. So check my Facebook, Kelvin K. Chill Harris, for the
That's
date.
Cool.
And then you can reach out to me if you want to bring him to your city. And it's the SOUL, Save Our Women Tour Against Domestic Violence. So y'all make sure y'all get down with this cause. We got the group H-Town supporting us, 69 Boys, 95 South. And you know, we just moving all across the different states. Oh, T-Pain Mama, Mama Payne, she's a big supporter.
Okay.
We're gonna come to Tallahassee. So y'all check my page, Kellen K. Chill Harris, or Instagram, K. Chill ATL, for this movement.
That sounds great.
That's
now, where is the first one, Chill? Let's let everybody know where the first one is gonna be.
Okay, the first one, we hit in Raleigh, North Carolina this Saturday. And then the second one is April 7th at Opium here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Opium Lounge.
Okay.
And from there, we're going from New Jersey to New York to D.C. We're going everywhere. We're going all over.
Okay.
So
I wanted to talk to you about that. That sounds great. That sounds like a plan. That's wonderful for a great cause. So we appreciate you. You are appreciated for doing that. You guys, thank you so much, Terrence, for calling in tonight. Talk to you soon.
Anytime.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. You gotta help me out.
All right. Yeah, so that sounds wonderful, Chill, that you're doing a great cause. And, you know, it was a wonderful thing that Julian was on the first interview. I'm going to actually re-air both shows just so people can catch Wanda from South Beach Toe, Cherie, and Julian, you know, so that they can hear the before the Actors Award show and after the wrap up this show right here. So that's a great thing. And I really appreciate everybody calling in tonight and giving their feedback. That was nice of them to take out that time to do that as well.
Oh yeah,
yes,
I appreciate
definitely.
Everybody listening. Everybody that was a part of the show. I appreciate you personally from my heart.
Definitely.
Thanks.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Chill, for coming on tonight. I know you've been running around. Everybody's been trying to get a little piece of you ever since the interviews. I saw a little bit of the photo shoot. I'm like, this man is busy. So thank you so much for taking out time to be on the show. Definitely.
Thank you.
And Cherie, her show, how did the show go?
The show was awesome. I walked in thinking I was on a set of Oprah or BET. I mean, her staff was so professional.
I know. I was
everything
like, shoot. All the little snacks and goodies. I was like, I need to be there munching on the snacks and stuff.
Right. I'm so proud.
Getting your makeup done.
Getting the makeup. I mean, I felt like I was Hollywood for real. So, yes, her show blowing
up. And she's so
and
sweet, too.
Yeah, she is. She's a sweetheart. But they better Ellen DeGeneres and Wendy Williams better watch their back.
Watch
Cherie
out.
Coming. Telling
you.
Yep,
watch out. I'm telling you. Yep, that's right. Well, Chill, thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight. I want to thank everybody that called in to give your feedback about the first annual Atlanta Actors Awards. We can't wait until next year, Chill. I know you got some things in store. Yeah, so if they want to get in touch with you about either Julian Pertano and the tour or the Base Legends Awards, tell people your contact information so they can get in touch with you, Chill.
Get in touch with me on Facebook at Kelvin, K-E-L-V-I-N, Devil K. Chill Harris. Friend me on Instagram, K. Chill ATL. Link up with me, inbox, watch the for the promotions, and we're gonna get connected. I respond right away, so I'm as real as you get. Let's go.
That sounds good to me. I can't wait. All right, thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to give a shout out to Maxine Jones. She's a former founding member of En Vogue. She invited me to use this platform to reach out to the community, and I'm trying to reach out and touch everybody I can. Check out my book, Success Looks Good on Me, and my other shows, Money 101 and Don't Be Salty All About Relationships. Chill, I got to have you on that show. We got to have you on Don't Be Salty All About Relationships one time. We act a fool on there. So we got to have you back. So, all right, let's go. Everybody have a great night, and check out the Atlanta Actors Awards show. Kelvin K. Chill Harris, thanks for being my guest tonight. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.